The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Jane, good morning to you.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you very much. I'm good.
And, you know, I think it was Ileana we were speaking to last week about her amazing work with Romanian children and finding reconnecting them with their birth families and so forth.
Yeah.
Is that what made you think, oh, I know, I've a story?
No, it's not actually. Sorry, but no.
No, take it from the top. Okay.
What made me think about it was I just have been listening to so many people calling your show and through the tough times of lockdown and everything else, and they're all trying to find things that they're grateful for and finding the silver lining in everything bad that's happened across the world, really. And it just sort of, it was nothing I didn't know already, but it just made me want to send an email about how grateful I am for the parents that I have.
Why are you grateful to them?
Well, I'm 47, and I was adopted 47 years ago, and it's still a kind of a taboo subject. People don't really like to talk about it. I'd never had an issue with it. And I think there's a number of reasons people don't like to talk about it. I think they feel that other people will think they're a little bit different, which I don't. I think that they... they're always sort of asked a series of personal questions then, which is not necessarily the reason that they would have told someone they were adopted. For example, do your parents have brown eyes like you? You might say, no, actually, I'm adopted. Oh, really? Well, did you ever meet your natural mother? And you're thinking, well, I only told you because I'm being open, but it doesn't mean that you're open to all of that, right?
Yeah, I understand.
And it's not something that should be a stigma at this stage anymore, especially since all the varieties of things that you've been speaking about regarding adoption over the number of years recently. So basically, I've always walked with a spring in my step because I can't believe the family that I got. And that's the long and the short of it, Ryan.
You think you won the lottery?
I think I won the lottery. Yeah, I know I won the lottery.
When did you win the lottery?
I won the lottery in 1973. And, you know, my mum and dad constantly, my mum particularly, regales me with stories about the day they went to get me and all the rest of it. And I have three brothers and they had to wear, you know, their best clothes and go in and sign papers. And one of my brothers actually turned around at some point after a year of them being practically interrogated and said, can we keep her now or what? Like, that was the beginning of it. And he's my godfather. At 11 years of age, he asked, could he be my godfather? And we're the best of friends.
That's so funny. How old were you when you were adopted?
I was only a few weeks.
A few weeks old.
Yeah, yeah.
And you reckon that when the nun... It was a nun who picked you, is that right? A nun
exactly.
Picked you out of
the it wasn't a mother and baby home or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It was a baby home, if you like. And it's just, I'm a big believer in fate and chance. And it's just the fact that of all the cots she could have walked over to, of all the little girls she could have picked up, she picked me up and handed me over. And I've just, there's not a day goes by that I don't realise how lucky I am. And not in a... I'm so lucky to be adopted kind of way, or I would have ended up in an orphanage kind of way. It's in a, I can't believe the family I got kind of a way.
Isn't it, it like 47 years on and it still feels, the way you're talking, like a fresh joy?
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, you didn't kind of get older and go, well, that's what it was, and I'm a bit melancholic about it now, wondering what might have been. You're actually going, no, this is great.
Well, there's nothing melancholy about it, and I'm sure there is for plenty of people. I was very, very lucky, and I certainly don't disrespect the stories of anybody who wasn't so lucky. But, I mean, it is an interesting story, as in, you know, some years after... A few years ago, maybe about 10 years ago, I had a few little bits of health. And when you're going to visit the doctor, they'll ask you, do you know your history? And you don't. And I decided to find out. And on finding out my medical history, I found out I also had a sister who was given up for adoption.
Okay.
And we met, it's about 6 years ago now. And we're great pals. And we love each other dearly. She's a gorgeous girl. So I've managed to not only have this fabulous family, but gain a sister, which is fantastic, a full sister.
And did you meet your birth mother or did you want to? Or?
The two of us met her.
Okay.
Obviously, I don't want to say too much about that because identifying details. And we met her and I think the only way that she could deal with it was to close that part of her life off completely, which is fully understandable. She was very pleasant. She had obviously been through a massive ordeal outside having two children that she had to give up. There was a lot more going on as well. Okay. And I just think she'd been through enough. Obviously, there's a curiosity there. You know, you want to see if you look like somebody or you want to see whatever. But the crux of it is, Ryan, that, you know, when you talk to people about this, the first thing that they'll ask you is, have you ever met your real parents? And I mean, to me, real is the person who sat up till 3 a.m. when you had croup and they were waiting for your cough to stop.
Now, are you talking to me about Vera, for example?
Yeah,
yes.
I am.
And tell me about Vera.
Vera is my mum, and I know she's listening
hey,
at the moment.
Hey, good morning, Vera.
I'm not sure she'd be too happy about this.
Go on.
But I had kind of mentioned this, and she said, she'd kill me for saying this, but she said, no, we feel like you're ours, so I don't think you should make a thing about being adopted. But that's part of the taboo.
Okay.
So, Mum, I am yours.
Yes.
Don't worry. And my mum is in bed and has been bedridden for a number of months.
Okay.
And today, the physiotherapist is coming and she's going to try and get downstairs.
Come on, this is like a Grandpa Joe and Grandpa Joseph, Grandma Josephine and Willy Wonka when they get out of bed.
That's what my kids call him, Grandpa Joe. So,
great. So good luck to Vera.
My dad is a full-time carer and he has had some health issues this year as well. And last Christmas was the first Christmas they couldn't come out to my house and I was devastated. So this Christmas, last Christmas also, when we called to them, Mum was upstairs and Dad was downstairs. So it was all very bizarre. We're having our glasses of wine and half of us take a shift chatting to Mum and then we swap over and go down and deal
upstairs,
with
it. Downstairs.
Upstairs, downstairs, yes. And Mrs. Bridges and Mr. Hudson. So I'm showing my age now. So,
no.
So we were doing that and this year there's a possibility that we might all be in the same room. So that'd be lovely.
Well, that's something. How would you describe Vera to me?
Vera is a stunningly beautiful lady. And when I say lady, she is the old school. I have never heard her curse. Mm. She is well spoken. Mm. She is well read. She ate books. Mm. She has an eye problem, so that stops her from reading. I know she listens to you
every
day.
Oh, good on her. Thanks, Vera.
And she has the most beautiful blue eyes and she has one wrinkle on her face. And all the carers that come in absolutely adore her. And the same with my dad. My dad is a dub. He has a joke or a song to tell or sing all the time. The night before I was getting married, he was singing The Way You Wear Your Hat to me. Like, he just bursts into song at any given moment or tells a joke at any given moment. He's absolutely fantastic. So the two of them are great. And they met on a wrong number.
Really?
My dad had worked for telecom. And they actually met. Each of them were in a friend's house and the friend got a wrong number. And then it turned out they knew people and they said, oh, we'll put Vera and Joe onto each other. And they met under Cleary's clock and the rest is history.
Holy smoke. That is, I mean, isn't fate and
yeah,
destiny
so
just
entwined
so
entwined and everything. Yeah.
And let's take some comments. Jane already they're writing in to say, I have the most wonderful adopted son who I miss very much because he's in Canada. But as a parent, I also won the lotto. So happy Christmas to you, Jane. Another from Kildare says, great to hear an adoptive parents are being portrayed in such a positive light, which is a fair point. I feel, says another, the pressure on adoptees to look for their birth parents is enormous and taken for granted that it's something a person will do. I don't want to, and I have no intention of ever looking for my birth parents.
Yeah.
And another says, lovely to hear, Jane. I feel the same way about my adoptive family, but I met my mother. She was deeply traumatized by everything she had gone through, and that completely threw me for a long time. It's something you live with all your life. They're never simple stories, but no one's life is a simple story anyway.
No, they're never simple stories. But what kind of maybe irritates is a bit flippant of a word for this, but I do find that every program and everything on TV or radio is always a negative.
Mm.
And I understand completely why. But in this case, it's not. And it doesn't disrespect the fact that I have a natural mother or we have other full siblings as well who don't know about us and all that kind of thing. Mm. But there's nothing more than love, Ryan. I mean, people say blood is thicker than water. I think love is thicker than blood. So, you know, it's just the way it is.
But you're also, you strike me as being a straight shooter, Jane. And I think, you know, not everyone would have that skill, if you like.
Absolutely
but
not.
What is important, and you made this point, I'm only echoing what you said, is that there shouldn't be a taboo around something like adoption because it's just such a natural and normal thing to be doing in the world. So why should it be awkward for anyone to talk
about? I don't think parents should be treated any differently because they have a child who's adopted.
Yeah.
I don't think natural mothers should be judged. We know the country we lived in back then. And sometimes for all parties, it was just the right thing.
Yeah.
That's a fact. What can you do?
The bells are ringing because Arnott's want to give you a big hamper of Clarins products.
Oh, my God.
Super
fantastic.
Moisturizer balm, exfoliating cleanser, shampoo and shower.
Ryan Tuberty.
And there's a holiday pouch for 2028 when you're allowed to go on holidays again. And actually, they've just been on to say, please give Vera a €100 gift card for Arnott's so she can go online and buy some presents for herself.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
Mom. This is good news.
I hope you're delighted I went on now. That might soften the blow. She won't kill me.
No, she won't kill you. Jane, happy Christmas to you and yours. And when you're sitting around the table, hopefully raise a glass to everyone. And
Ryan, can I say one very quick last thing? Your book, A Christmas Jumper, is the first full book my son read. He was diagnosed with a thing called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. It's not serious, but it just means the words jump around the page.
This is Hillary the Sheep.
Hillary the Sheep. The font that you wrote it in, stick with that, because he said you're the best author ever and he wants to get all of your books.
Well, I was wondering who bought it, but tell him I said thank you.
Yes.
And for some reason, it seems to have struck a chord with some children who don't read very often or can't get their heads round it.
It's the font.
It's the font. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that. And tell him I said a happy Christmas, won't you?
I will indeed.
I'm delighted for you, Jane. Really nice to talk to you. Hope
and
I meet you,
Ryan,
in real
happy
life.
Happy Christmas.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye for now. And I will be reading for children online. Just go to the Arnott's Facebook page on Sunday at 1 o'clock and you can join in live stream storytelling, which would be rather lovely.